Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, we are here tonight, Roy. And what is on the supernatural list tonight?
And this is going to be an interesting night. We're going to do some talking about things that we manifest. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, my feelings on that, Roy, is there's different ways on how to manifest. A lot of it is, like you say, the power of intention. A lot of it's our focus. And a lot of it is our perception. Perception plays a big part in what we manifest in our lives every day, whether it be our career, whether it be our health or above relationships, or even just believing in simple spell or a simple Neo Cube or anything like that, or any kind of metaphysical tool. It all has to do with the power of perception and intention. So what's your thought on that, Roy?
Well, we know that in order to manifest things, that we have to be in that right vibration. We know that in order to be in that vibration, that we have to do a lot of either meditation or affirmations or something to help us to, lift our vibration up. Main thing is, staying away from what they call toxic people that are negative, because all it takes is one negative person to drop our vibration. The main thing is not allowing yourself to go to that level, to bring them up to yours. Like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, he quoted that in one of his talks. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
My feelings on that is anything that could lift up their souls or their spirits or put a smile on their face is simply something that can lift their vibration. And or even playing music like me, I could play any song that I resonate with. Like if I go to the club or I go dancing or if I play music, it just lifts your vibration, whether it's negative or positive, because as we were talking about, negative things can defeat negative things, just like venom can defeat venom. So negative energy can also defeat negative energy. It can also turn into something positive as well. A lot of it is the power of perception, and if we could change the power of our perception, we can change and alter our own reality and how we want to live it and how we want to manifest and mold it. And that's my message for our audience tonight.
And that's wonderful information, Adrian. And, I heard, too, that if you use, playing instruments, whether it's playing a guitar or playing the drums, that a lot of times if you're not feeling, if you're feeling negative or stressed or whatever, by playing music, it just seems to lift your vibration also, because now you've turned that around and made it into something, more positive, something beautiful, and that's music. And the main thing is, to allow ourselves to, go into this higher vibration and to be in gratitude for everything that we do have. That's one of the key to the law of attraction, is to be in gratitude for all that we have and what we've been blessed with. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I totally agree with that. I think that gratitude is, you know, to the gods and to yourself is the most important blessing that you can do for yourself and for what you do receive in the material and the spiritual. If we can be thankful for the things that we do have, we can have more, you know, and we could defeat our ego.
Now, the main thing also is to, you know, get ourselves off that karmic wheel, that we have to let go of the past, let go of the people who, you know, have hurt us or said things to us, you know, that, you know, we keep holding on to and we keep looking back at, you know, when, you know, these were people that we trusted and we let them into our circle and they betrayed us. Main thing is we have to learn forgiveness so that we could get off that karmic wheel with them and go into a higher, you know, vibration, or so that we can, you know, be into ascension. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, my feelings on that is, yeah, I mean, we all have to learn to let go so that we don't keep repeating the same mistake. And I think that's where it falls into line with past lives is, you know, like you say, we look at other individuals as something that we don't want to become. That is something that that we're looking into the past. You know, we're looking into these past lives that have cursed us. You know, and we have to learn to break that curse and so that we can move forward where we need to go.
So if so, what you're saying is when we run into these people in our lives that we look at and there's something about them that we don't like, are we looking into the mirror?
I think we're looking into the mirror of our past lives. I think we're looking at something that we wanted to become or something that we didn't want to become. And the things that we didn't want to become, you know, is our fears that have manifested into this present time that we're trying to deal with.
So would you say that was part of our archetypes, you know, where, you know, we chose to be more of the light than more of the dark.
Right.
And what we're looking at is we're looking at the dark in these people that we wanted to be more of the light.
Well, they say when you go into a dark tunnel, there's always the light at the end of the tunnel. So sometimes we have to go through the dark to find the light.
That is very true. Very true. You know, we have a couple of callers that's been holding on. Why don't we go ahead and invite one of these callers onto our show tonight? Let's go ahead with the caller from the 561 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And what's your name and where are you from?
Lena from Florida.
And how can we help you tonight?
I would like to ask you, when do you see any kind of move coming up for me? I'm staying with my niece presently.
And what have you been experiencing?
What did you say? You didn't hear you.
And what have you been experiencing lately?
A lot of anxiety.
A lot of anxiety. Okay, just 1 minute. Okay, From looking at the cards, I pulled a few cards for you. And things are going to start turning in a better direction for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been feeling a lot of pressure,
yes.
You know, on your back.
Yes.
Does this
yes.
have a lot to do with your living condition?
What do you mean?
You know, what, where you're living, you know, the things that you're experiencing?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm staying with my sister's daughter, but she really doesn't want me here.
Oh, okay. You've called in once before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what has changed since the last time we talked to you?
Nothing.
Nothing. And what have you been doing?
Well, I've been trying to, send her good vibrations and be nice to her and stay out of her way and not be here when she's here. And I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't want to create any tension between me and my sister. I love my sister.
Well, what my guides are telling me that not to worry so much about, you know, what she's going to feel. But what you need to do is start focusing on where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Basically focusing on your happiness.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't like your living conditions, then you have to make the steps in order to change that. The only way you're going to change that is by changing your way of thinking.
You see, not only are you helping your sister, but you're also, when you help yourself, you're helping your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because your sister picks up on your vibration. She picks up on, you know, how have you been helping yourself so that you can make me happy?
Oh, yeah, I'm very independent. I mean, I'm not used to people, you know. I'm very independent, and that's the way I like to stay. You know what I mean? I don't like asking for help. It's very, very difficult for me.
Sometimes you have to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's been really difficult. I mean,
and that's where a lot of people fail because they think they can do it all on themselves.
I mean, I lost my home in July and was homeless for 4 weeks and living out of my car. So it's been really rough. It was a rough summer for me.
See, the biggest lesson for you in your past life is you believe that you did it all on yourself. And now you're paying the karmic will in this life, realizing that I can't do it all myself. I have to ask the angels to help me. I have to ask our Heavenly Father to help me. You know, you took it all on yourself. And that's why it puts you where it puts you.
Oh, I know.
Wouldn't you agree, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
This is like the third time I've moved in 2 years. The past two places I've lived with me, one place is worse than the other.
A lot of it is not, you know, you moving, but what lessons did you learn from every place that you moved to? Adrian, probably within the past, you know, 3 or 4 years, he's moved probably about 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, a lot of people.
Until he's out complete.
I probably scaled down.
In the place where he's living now.
I know. I should have scaled down 2 years ago and just went into a room. I probably wouldn't be in this position today if I did.
See, even though I feel complete, I still don't feel content.
Mm-hmm.
Because content comes from, I'd say it comes from feeling comfortable where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't found that yet, so I'm still soul searching. And we're always going to continue soul searching, no matter how old we are or how young we are. We're going to always soul search until we find the answers that we're looking for in life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you
That's the beauty of it.
Is so true. I'm 60 years old and I'm still soul searching.
We learn and grow.
Yeah.
How are your cards?
Even the gods do.
How did my cards come out?
Say that again.
I said, how did my cards come out?
Well, it's saying that you're going to have some happiness in your family circle. That things are going to turn in a better direction for you. You just have to allow Source to help you. Main thing is we don't find happiness through others. We only find it through Source.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe the saying that pictures are worth a thousand words?
Yes.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm very big on pictures.
I am, too.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, have you ever heard of a soul corrupt?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you, Adrian, I want you to give her a little example of what a soul collage is.
What a soul collage is simply is a picture from a magazine, and it could be any magazine. It's simply a barrier that you have placed upon yourself that basically has blocked you from moving forward. So it's more like an archetype. And every picture has a different message. So it could be any picture. It could be a guy just standing there with a cup in his hand. Or it could even be a child playing in a playground. So it could be anything. And you look at it, it's based on your perception on basically how that has hindered you or how that has helped you in your life. And where you're at right now, it could have hindered you from a past life, or even, you know, or even it's something karmic, like Roy says, it could be something you haven't learned yet. So that is a barrier that you've placed upon yourself that you felt like you had to repeat. And that's why you feel like your life is not going anywhere, because it keeps repeating. You know, so you feel like, well, nothing's changed.
No.
Well, the reason it hasn't changed is because you keep repeating the same cycle. Like Roy says, it's that karmic will. You know, we have to learn how to get off that karmic will so we can break those cycles. So, and the only way to break those cycles is to do research, to find out what are these barriers, what are these things that prevent me from moving forward. And to me, that's worth a thousand words. A picture is. So, I just wanted to share that with you.
And what are your feelings on that?
Oh, you definitely believe in that. I mean, I carry a lot of pictures.
Do you have a magazine nearby?
No, I don't have any magazines here.
Okay.
You have to get one. We have long
The next time we talk to you, we're going to give you a quick sample of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that more than any, my guides are telling me is that you're stuck.
Yes, very much.
Stationary.
Or stationary.
Energy's never stuck.
No.
Just stationary.
It either moves forward or it moves backward. But once it is... They stay in the area, then it transforms.
Right.
Yeah, I need something to change.
So you're going through a transformation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her about that movie that we just watched, Roy, with that homeless man, what he told that lady. Tell her what happened to that lady that changed her life.
Well, we were watching him. What was the name of it?
Called Life or something like it.
We were watching the movie earlier. It was called Life or something like it. And what it is, it's about a lady. I mean, she was a movie
reporter. She's a news reporter.
And she met, you know, a homeless man that was, he was very spiritual and psychic.
He was a prophet.
And he was a prophet, and he told her that she was going to die on a certain date.
Live on news.
Right on television. And she didn't believe him. She thought, this guy's a kook. You don't know what he's talking about. But everything that he told her about other things happened. And it happened one right after another as he told her, you know, what was going to happen.
Wow.
And he started believing that she was going to die. But we have to remember, at any time the death card comes up, that don't mean that you're going to die. That don't always mean that you're going to die. But you can start transforming and start, you know, a new life. You can start in new ways of thinking.
See, this was the reason why he didn't explain to her what he meant when he said you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He meant that your old self is going to die.
Mm-hmm. Rebirth.
Yeah, and she went through a rebirth, and she went back to the time when she was a teenager.
Hmm.
And she asked her husband, she said, her fiancé, she said, do you love me? And her fiancé said, why do we have to talk this way? See, this is what I like about you. We don't have to talk about this. We don't have to talk about this kind of stuff. And she said, well, it sounds like that you can't deal with my emotional crisis, so therefore you really didn't love me. See? And what she realized is that he was not there for her highest good. And that's why she left him, and she went through a huge transformation, and she lived out her whole life as if it was her last day on Earth. And she didn't care about whether she had money. She didn't care about any of those things. Didn't bring her happiness, what she realized. That's the death.
See, can you see now, just from that example of that movie, that we're all going through some kind of huge transformation right now? This is why we're in 2012. And this goes for you and all our callers, all our listeners out there, that we're all going through something. Main thing is, can we deal with it? Can we move on? Can we see the big picture that's ahead of us? Or are we going to continue to keep looking down that little small, you know, tunnel, you know, and not seeing the big picture?
Basically, is what you're saying, can we look past our own fantasy that we're living in every day?
See, we're the producers of our movies. We're the film writers. We're the ones who wrote the scripts and everything that we live in. The main thing, can you see, does your story have a good ending, or does it have a sad ending?
Yeah, does it have a happy ending?
Does it have a happy ending? And what kind of movie are you making? What kind of picture are you drawing? The main thing is, you know, what can we accept, you know, as a co-producer, you know, as, you know, a co-writer? Are we co-creating, you know, what we're...
And we have no control over our own financial debt.
Mm-hmm.
All we can do is do our best and show the Creator how much we love Him and how much we're willing to do for Him. That's where it all comes down to. It has nothing to do with this material world. Nothing.
Because we came into this world with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing.
We'll just take our memories.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surrounded by a lot of pain right now with my family. My sisters are going through a lot of...
I mean, why do we experience pain? So that we have, we can experience joy. Mm-hmm. So that we know, how can we know what joy is if there wasn't no pain?
How can we know what good health is if we were not sick?
If you're not sick.
We appreciate
how can we have light without darkness? You know, this is part of our duality, you know, reality that we're living in right now. That we're all part of oneness, that we're all returning to oneness.
To source.
And returning to source.
My sister's dealing with a lot of pain right now from the past. And she's got a hard time letting go.
The main thing is getting off that karmic wheel. How can we ascend if we keep holding on to the past?
Now let me ask you this question. What kind of perception did you get from that movie, from that news reporter? And she went through a transformation. How did that relate to your life?
Oh, definitely. I've been going through a huge transition for a while now, and everything seems to be changing, but not I guess not the type of changes I really want to see. You know, I mean, they're changing, but...
But how do you see yourself in the big picture? How did your story end?
Oh, I'm definitely... I think I'm surrounded by all this pain with my family because it's like mirror effect, like, I know I'm experiencing.
Main thing is the cards reveal that there will be happiness in your family circle.
If you cared about your family, you cared about your own happiness.
That's right.
Don't worry about them.
Yeah. I mean, they'll catch up to you later.
That's right. Let God worry about them.
I'm far more so.
Don't get in God's business. Don't get in God's business.
There's your business, their business, and God's business. Where are you?
You're in God.
You're in God's business right now. So you're out of your business.
Yeah, because you're worried about your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not letting God do His job.
They all come to me when they got problems. I have to hear all this stuff. It really has nothing to do with it.
Tell them about your own problems. To say, hey, that's my God there.
You tell them, this is where I go with my problems. I go to God. That's where I suggest that you go.
I go to source.
Yeah. Don't take those pressures on your back. Because we're giving you the tools to lift that off your back.
What about that? You know, you pulled the Ten of Wands. That's crazy. I didn't even know that. I was laying back when he pulled that card. I didn't see anything.
What was that?
That's crazy.
What does that mean?
That means that you've been putting all the burdens on your back, like Roy said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So quit doing that.
Let God cast the burden on to God.
Yeah,
light the fire and burn it.
I didn't cause all this heartache, and I have to hear it.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to do a little spell. I want you to write down all your problems, get a lighter, and burn it. And just throw it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to God. And that's all you're doing is you're burning the ashes. You're burning the problem. You're burning all that negative energy, and you're throwing it out the window to God.
And how does that make you feel?
Hopefully I'll feel much lighter.
You would.
The main thing is...
It's called Kundalini. Have you ever heard of Kundalini?
No.
Well, Kundalini is basically you write down all your problems. I had a friend that did this before. Her name was Dee. She'd write down all the hate, all the energy, all the things that her sister used to give her hard times with. And she'd grab the fireplace, and she'd roll up the paper, and she'd throw it in the fireplace. And you should have saw that flame. That flame, like, shot out with all that negative energy. It was huge. Even the flame turned black.
Wow.
The fire did. So what does that tell you? That's a lot of negative energy when the fire turns black, you know. I've never seen fire turn that way before, you know.
Did you say I was going to have good luck in my family?
You know, what's interesting about all of this, if it's not something that brings you a spiritual connection, if it don't bring you light and happiness and all the things that come from the light, then all you're doing is being bombarded from the dark side.
Yeah.
So you have to get rid of that if you want to experience, you know, a spiritual, you know, happiness in your life.
I call them parasites. And that's pretty much what she saw in the flames was a parasite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of negative energy to be taken upon yourself.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you ever clean something like dust or dirt, and you look on the cloth and it's all black?
Mm-hmm.
That's your aura. That's your soul. So you've got to get all that dirt out of there or it's going to contaminate you. Just like plaque off your teeth when you go to the dentist
mm-hmm.
and you're cleaning your teeth. That's all the negative energy that's around you.
And why is it that after you're done getting your teeth cleaned, your teeth feel like they're brand new again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like being baptized all over again.
Yeah.
You know? That's why sweat lodges are recommended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cleansing
well,
time.
I spent 2 days at the beach, so that's all. 2 days I spent at the beach. It was very peaceful.
So you need a detox once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, bath and sea salt.
Yeah, I
usually
I haven't done that here yet.
And another thing my guys are telling me, and I think we had recommended it to you, about getting this book, about connecting with your, you know, your all your archangels and calling upon your ascended masters. You're not, you know, having them work with you. And they're waiting.
Okay, I have to write that book down. Do you know who it's by?
Who's that book by?
Susan Gregg.
Okay, I have to write that
down. Gregg.
I'll play the show again and write that down. I'll see if the library has it.
You know how to spell Susan. And then last name is Gregg.
Mm-hmm. Gregg. Okay.
That's Gregg.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. You think my sister connects with me psychically? Is that what you said?
I'm sorry?
Did you say my sister connects with me psychically? Well, she picks up on
I picked that up, that your sister does connect with you.
Really? So you think she knows that I'm not happy with her sister, her daughter?
She knows.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't said a word. I have not said one negative thing about her.
Are you and your sister really close?
Well, we were separated for 7 years. We didn't talk. But when I got when I became homeless, I wrote her a letter. And then she came, you know.
Are you twins?
Now, I do have a twin brother, but she's 10 years older than me.
That's all weird because I feel like both of you have a very strong soul connection together.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like you're more closer in soul than you are in physical.
Yeah, well, I don't see you that much. I wish I could see you more, but it just seems like either her husband's always with her or her daughter.
You got to remember that we connect through what they call mental telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even one word has to be said.
Maybe your sister is a soulmate.
Maybe.
From a previous life, and that's why I feel a very strong soul connection between you and your sister.
It could be. I mean, I didn't realize.
The link is very strong. It's
why
like hooking up the internet. You know how you see the the digit? Like some are stronger than others.
Well,
she gets a real strong signal from her sister.
She knows I'm not happy here.
She knows.
She hasn't asked me.
Hmm?
She hasn't asked me anything.
She's not concerned about it because she knows you're with God. She wants you to find your own way.
Okay, I didn't want to say anything to her about her daughter. It just wasn't necessary.
Remember that God only helps those that help themselves.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I mean,
the main thing is you can't be a whiner. You can't be a complainer.
You just do it.
You just do it.
No, I mean...
It all comes down to the self.
Yeah,
I was homeless ever since I was 18.
Wow.
And I got on my feet, didn't I, Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And God just handed it to me, and he said, here
you
go.
You know, and it hurt me, and it hurt my wife, you know, Adrian's mom. But we knew that he had to grow.
And I did. I had to see what the real world was like.
Mm-hmm.
After high school, and that was very tough for me, and I knew in my faith in God I'd get through it, and I did. It was handed to me.
Okay, here's a good one. And this was a preacher that was talking to a young lady in a movie that I was watching, and he said, it's not enough just to have faith, but you have to have trust also.
Well, I even heard that from the prophets. They were talking about that on the internet, that it's not enough just to go to church. It's not enough just to pay your tithing. It's not enough just to have faith. And the most important thing is trust.
Mm-hmm.
And when you trust in God, he will take care of you.
Well, I was
so
every
my
night.
Question to you is, do
to receive
you
the kingdom.
Trust?
So when you put
trust,
you will receive God's kingdom.
If I didn't have trust, I wouldn't be here right now. Believe me, I prayed every night in that car.
See, that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not in God's eyes.
You
have to have total, complete trust in God.
In other words, you just let it go and let God handle it.
Yep, and you give it up to the angel.
You give it up to the angel. And know that everything's going to be okay.
Everything will fall into place. Just like I got read by two other psychics on the radio. They told me everything's just going to fall into place. It's all set.
The main thing is you have to do this without any doubt. Doubt just puts the brakes on everything. That's why you don't have another place. That's why you don't have the kind of job that you want. That's why you don't have the kind of relationship that you want.
because you keep pushing back.
Can you see how it works now?
Yeah,
that's why God promised that we can do all the things that He can do if we just have faith.
The main thing is, what did He say? If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains just like I can.
That's a small seed.
Did you say me and my sister were soulmates?
Adrian was getting that from a past life.
Well, see, soulmates come from the pre-existence before we came here. And when we came from the pre-existence, before we came to Earth, we chose who our soulmates were. And some of our soulmates could be family members,
mm-hmm.
from what I learned. And that bond, that connection that we have with our soulmates, is a soul connection. And that's why we feel that energy.
But don't confuse a soulmate with a twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Because a twin flame, you will feel it like a lightning bolt hitting you. That's the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. You will feel a lightning bolt hitting you, and you will have certain side effects that will affect you on a higher note, on a higher level. You'll know the difference.
Okay.
Your soul will know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, when do you think this good stuff's going to happen in my family? Do you see, is that a marriage or a baby coming up?
I see a birth of a child coming soon.
No, not with me.
I see a boy.
With me?
Not with you, but
what
with one of your family members.
Oh, really? Maybe my niece?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
The one I'm living with?
Yeah, your niece.
You see her having a baby boy?
I've seen a baby boy. I don't know why.
Huh. I mean, she's dating a guy. I mean, you think she'll marry this guy?
I think so, yeah.
Well, women can have babies without being married, too.
That's true, too. Nowadays.
I don't think she would, no. She want to get married. She's been going out this guy for the past few months, and I didn't know if they were getting serious or not.
A lot of your family's not religious, are they?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm probably the most religious.
Yeah, you're more, would you consider yourself more Catholic?
Yeah, or spiritual Catholic. I mean, I go to different churches. I go to New Age Catholic.
Would you say you're more Pentecostal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in just one God. I don't believe in just one church. I don't know.
Right.
The Catholic religion is too, I don't know.
So you're more universal then, that's what I'm
getting. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, I'm more.
You didn't classify yourself as some religion.
Yeah, that, it was too rigid, the Catholic religion.
But I do feel a connection with you in the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah, because they've helped me a lot in the past.
Yeah.
I was taking showers at the church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing a lot for me. They were basically helping me more than anybody.
Well, the Catholic Church is very giving, you know, they've helped me a lot with food and shelter. And
yeah.
They were the only church that was willing to loan me money when I was homeless than the Mormon church was.
Yeah,
I went to the Mormon church and they turned me away. The bishop turned me away. He said, we don't do that here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, even though I'm not Catholic,